Welcome back to the Purpose in Life podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Christine Desiree, and today we're diving into a topic that I believe will resonate with so many of you. Feeling helpless in a relationship. Have you ever found yourself stuck, overwhelmed, maybe even silently screaming inside, wondering, how did I get here? Why do I feel so powerless in this relationship, whether it's with a spouse, a family member, a friend, or even a coworker? Feeling helpless can drain the very life out of you. But here's the good news. You don't have to stay stuck. Today, we're going to uncover why you feel this way, and more importantly, how to break free from that cycle of helplessness. So grab your coffee, find a cozy spot, and let's get real. Let's start by getting to the root of the issue. And maybe you're dealing with someone who's controlling, emotionally unavailable, or unpredictable, or perhaps the relationship started off great, but somewhere along the way it shifted. Now you find yourself walking on eggshells, overthinking every word that you say, every action, hoping it won't trigger conflict between you both. Here's the thing, helplessness is often a learned response. It's learned behavior. It develops when your efforts aren't met with change. You've tried everything, communication, compromise, and maybe even counseling, but nothing seems to shift. 2, you've internalized the problem. Instead of seeing the issue as part of the relationship dynamic, you start believing you're the problem in the relationship. 3, you've surrendered your power, not intentionally, of course, but little by little, you stop standing up for your needs, your voice gets quieter, and you settle for less than you deserve. But here's what I want you to hear loud and clear. Feeling helpless doesn't mean you are helpless. I have a verse for you to think about today. In fact, I need this verse to get into your spirit. And Psalm 34:17 says, "The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles." God hears you. He sees your struggle and he's not standing by silently. He's ready to deliver you. But part of that deliverance comes when we partner with him in taking action that will help you shift from helpless to hopeful. But how do we do that? How do we move from feeling powerless to standing firm in our God-given strength? I'm going to give you 3 powerful steps that I believe will move you from the place of feeling helpless to feeling powerful, drawing from Christ your source. 1, recognize what's within your control. Often, we feel helpless because we're trying to control the uncontrollable. Another person's behavior, feelings, or choices. But here's a truth bomb. You can't control them. You can only control you, your thoughts, your responses, and your boundaries. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." Notice it says your heart, not theirs. You're responsible for what you allow in and how you respond. 2, reclaim your voice. Helplessness thrives in silence. Maybe you've been so focused on keeping the peace that you've lost your voice in the process. But here's the truth. God didn't create you to be invisible. Ephesians 4:15 encourages us to speak the truth in love. This isn't about being harsh or confrontational. It's about honoring your feelings, needs, and values without apology. 3, start small. Practice expressing your thoughts in safe situations to rebuild confidence. 4, renew your mind with God's truth. Helplessness often grows from lies we believe. I'm not enough. I can't change anything. This is just how it is. But Romans 12:2 tells us, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Your feelings are real, but they're not always rooted in truth. God's word is your anchor. I have 2 action steps for you today. Get out a sheet of paper and do this activity. Go over it every day until you feel that yoke of helplessness dropping off from you. Identify one lie you've been believing about yourself or the relationship, or replace it with God's truth. For example, if you believe I'm powerless, declare, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Now let's address something tough. What if you've tried everything and nothing changes? What if the other person doesn't care, doesn't listen, or doesn't want to meet you halfway? First, hear this. Their unwillingness does not determine your worth. Your value isn't tied to their response. Sometimes breaking free from helplessness means making hard decisions, like setting firmer boundaries, seeking support, or even stepping away if the relationship is toxic or abusive. And I get it. That's scary. But I'd rather you face a hard truth with God by your side than live a lifetime trapped in a lie. Encouragement from scripture, Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." You're not alone in this. God's got you. If you're feeling helpless in a relationship today, I want you to remember you're not crazy, you're not weak, and you are definitely not without hope. You have a voice, you have choices, and you have a God who is bigger than any relationship struggle you're facing. So take a deep breath, release what's not yours to carry, and lean into the one who gives you strength. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father God, I lift up every listener who feels trapped in helplessness right now. Lord, remind them of their worth, renew their mind with your truth, and give them the courage to take the next right step. Thank you that you are close to the brokenhearted and that you never leave us to face our struggles alone. In Jesus' name, amen. If today's episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts, leave a review, or reach out on Facebook. Check out our website at triumphcitychurch.com. And remember, you are stronger than you think, and with God, all things are possible.